Well, one of the newest things in the Farm Bill this year is legalization of hemp, which is going to be a new cash crop that a lot of farmers are going to be trying out. Esther, can you tell us about how this works in the Farm Bill?
So hemp is going to be removed as a Schedule I drug, and it's going to be just like any other crop now in the U.S. And each state is actually going to be in charge of regulating that crop. They're going to track how much of it is grown. They're going to test to make sure that these hemp plants don't have more than 0.3% THC. And because if it gets too much higher, it starts to look more and more like its cousin plant, marijuana.
So it makes it legal. States have a lot of authority over how to actually make that work. But not just anybody can grow hemp. There are some limits, aren't there?
Right. There are some exceptions, and that really it singles out felons, specifically folks who have a crime that's related to a controlled substance. So according to the bill, you'll have to wait a 10-year period from the date of your conviction. However, there's an exception. If you've already been growing hemp as a part of maybe your state-run pilot program, then you're sort of grandfathered in.
And if a farmer grows hemp, are they treated just like other farmers in the Farm Bill? Do they have some of the same benefits?
So that is a huge boon for this industry because there will be access to all of these federal programs, which includes everything from, you know, low interest USDA loans to a bank account. A lot of these hemp farmers had a hard time finding access to just, you know, everyday financial tools like a credit card. But now those things will be available. And one of the most important things I've heard from farmers is that crop insurance will now be available to hemp farmers.
Crop insurance for hemp farmers. So they need a safety net just like other farmers. Amy, you've been looking at the crop insurance part of this.
That's right. And ever since the 2014 bill, crop insurance has really been identified as the primary safety net for most commodity farmers. Hemp will become one of those commodities. Crop insurance has another bill that officially governs it in many ways, but it is subsidized by the federal government. There are subsidies for the farmers when they're purchasing their premiums and for the crop insurance companies. And that's actually one of the places where there could have been some changes, those subsidies and benefits that the farmers get that didn't make it into the bill.
Right. So Senator Grassley from Iowa wanted to put some limits on who can receive crop insurance. Did he get what he wanted?
No, he didn't. He was really hoping to put some limitations on who'd be eligible for all these different farm program payments and make it a little more restrictive. But instead, they've actually expanded to a certain degree who's eligible.
What about the programs that pay farmers for conservation projects on their land? Are there many changes there?
There aren't too many changes. There will be a few more acres available for the major program, which is the Conservation Reserve Program. Several groups have looked at the text and say they think the principles and the goals of the programs will remain intact. And you know, Grant, we really need to talk about the biggest part of the Farm Bill, which is, of course, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP.
Right, the food stamp program. And for months, that was the biggest hang-up to actually coming to an agreement on how to get the bill passed. House Republicans were trying to put stricter work rules in place so more people had to work or be in job training in order to qualify for SNAP. And basically, after the midterms, they had to give up on that. It was pretty clear they weren't going to get what they wanted. And now it's basically some different programs and funding for encouraging work in the SNAP program. So a lot of those big obstacles that came up toward the end of the process ended up just falling away. And we have this bill that has more incremental changes than big reforms.
And remarkably enough, if they're actually able to get this bill through by the end of the year, it will exceed many people's expectations. When we started reporting on the Farm Bill at the beginning of 2018, I asked people when they thought it would get finished, and people were saying 2019 or even 2020. So this is something that this Republican-controlled Congress and Republican presidency can really take home as an accomplishment.